Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, let's go to Daryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter.
I'll bet his marijuana knowledge isn't as good as our callers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, D. You're probably just not that close as the rest of our...
We've got it nailed, Daryl.
Oh, my goodness. All right, give us...
I'm glad you got the wacky tobacco situation all ironed out.
Our folks have it taken care of for us.
You tweeted this out first, as far as I'm concerned. Tell me the facts in this.
Well, Kareem Hunt was stopped Tuesday afternoon on Interstate 90. Police detected during the stop the scent of marijuana, so they checked the vehicle. They found in a backpack in three separate locations small amounts, according to this this incident report from Rocky River. Most importantly, is that Hunt was not cited. He was not charged. They simply confiscated the small amounts of marijuana, cited him for the speeding violation, and sent him on his way. So those are the facts.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do we know, was he alone in the car? And do we know, was the backpack his? And does it even matter?
I mean, he wasn't charged. He wasn't cited. So I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I at this point, I don't think it matters. Okay. And, you know, and I know you guys referenced some of the callers you've had. I've talked to a couple of people as well about this situation and just how law enforcement deals with marijuana today. And as one source told me, you know, it's almost decriminalized at this point. Prosecutors, unless it's a significant amount, they discourage officers from charging for it or citing for it at this point. So I think we're eventually going to get to a point where a situation like this isn't even a story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But again, the headline is, yes, they found small amounts in a backpack in the car driven by him. But he was not cited. He was not charged. They simply confiscated it, gave him a speeding ticket, and sent him on his way.
All right. So the part of it that is a story, though, is that the collective bargaining agreement that he works under for the Cleveland Browns still says marijuana is a no-no, right?
Right.
Under the current collective bargaining agreement, it's a no-no. And so, and it's also a guy who's been in trouble with the league before, right? That's why I think we're still talking about it. It's the optics, right?
Right. I mean, I've reached out to the Browns. I've reached out to the league office. I've not heard back from either one regarding the situation. I'm sure they're probably still gathering the facts before they respond to anything. And as soon as I hear back, I will pass that along to everyone. But there was a modified drug policy agreement a couple of years ago. And, of course, we all became experts on it because of Josh Gordon being with the Browns. Where the league started backing off of, they raised the threshold for marijuana testing. And I anticipate that in the upcoming collective bargaining agreement that the Players Association will want that relaxed even further, going forward with the new CBA. So, again, once I get a response from either the Browns or the NFL or both, regarding this, I will pass on what they have to say or have not to say once I hear back.
So, Daryl, correct me if I'm wrong. This leads to probably no legal issues at all, maybe some employment issues, maybe. But I would think the biggest thing that this raises is this. If you're fill-in-the-blank the new general manager of the Cleveland Browns and you have a restricted free agent at running back and you already have Nick Chubb, and you're paying Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, do you want to continue to employ this guy who, even though this might be a really minor situation all the way around, it is a little bit of a situation that requires a police report?
Well, technically it's not even a police report. It's just an incident report.
Okay.
To me it comes down to the dollars and cents, the economics of the game.
Okay.
And this is coming from someone, as you recall, when they signed Kareem, I was dead against it. I didn't like it. But You know, you see from a football standpoint what he can give you, what he can do. You know, I don't know what the market is for him as a restricted free agent right now as far as, you know, how much money he's going to be able to command. If I were the Browns, I certainly would tender him at the first or the second round level, meaning that if someone does sign him, then, you know, they get a first round pick or a second round pick in return, because he is worth keeping around. And again, he's not charged, not cited. There is no legal issue going forward from this other than he got a speeding ticket. You know what I'm saying? So had there been drug charges involved, then it's a different conversation. But there are no charges involved, and so that's why I believe that there's a lot more flexibility with this situation. And I would absolutely consider bringing him back next year, depending, again, on the economics involved.
Does it matter? Jeff and I were talking about this, and even in this scenario, does it matter how fast they get a general manager in here? Does it matter?
It matters to me.
Me too. Yeah,
it seems to me the only people that are really concerned about how fast
right.
they get a
Daryl and Jeff
is the media, because we're all just right. You're all like, I need a story. I need a story.
All want to go on vacation.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but I want the Browns to get the right guy. I'm sorry if I don't.
Oh, of course,
if I don't care about
no,
your vacation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, I know. No one cares about. I get it. Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's about. And you know, when we talked to Kevin Stefanski earlier this week at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards, he made it clear that, hey, you know what, we don't have a deadline, we don't have a timetable, we are going to hire someone, you know, just, it'll happen. My number one choice is George Payton, the assistant general manager of the Vikings. We know Andrew Berry, who was here for 3 years under Sashi Brown, and is the vice president of football operations there with the Eagles. He's a candidate, and also the director of college scouting for the New England Patriots, Monty Ossenfort. They've all interviewed, the only one that's interviewed twice. Peyton's been tough to get out of Minnesota. Other teams have tried it, you know, and he has elected to stay up there with Rick Spielman, who he's been with dating back to the 90s when they were both with the Chicago Bears. They moved to Miami and were there for 6 years before moving on to the Minnesota Vikings, where they've been the last 13. So, you know, the Senior Bowl this week, they're represented down there. We know the front office is at some point, I think there needs to be a little urgency. You don't want this thing to go on much further if you can help it. Just from the standpoint of, there's evaluations that have to be done.
Sure.
You know, you guys are asking me about the, you know, Kareem Hunt. You know, what do you do with him, right? You know, Demarius Randall is going to be a free agent. Do you want to, you know, keep him? Joe Schobert's going to be a free agent. Do you keep him? You know, you got some guys going into the final year of their contracts. Do you, and you don't really suffer much of a salary cap penalty if you move on from them. So do you keep those guys? There's an evaluation process that needs to take place here as well. Stefanski's in the midst of it. He kind of joked with us the other night that he's been getting to the office early in the morning and watching the film and taking his notes and whatnot. And at some point, the new general manager is going to have to do that process. You know, I can't imagine the new GM's just going to take everyone's reports for it. I got to imagine that person's going to want to sit down in the film room and go through those 16 games and really look at everything for themselves. So from my standpoint, yeah, sure. I mean, I was kind of itching a couple days ago thinking that maybe they could get this thing done. But after listening to Stefanski talk earlier this week, it really sounds like they are staying true to their word, being methodical with their search, being very thorough, and taking their time.
Daryl, it makes me scratch my head, and I know you don't really have a choice here. You have scouts right down there working at the Senior Bowl and doing other stuff right now for a general manager that they may or may not be working for in 3 or 4 months. That's weird to me. You know, and I know you don't
well,
really have
a
choice. Well,
but that's life in the NFL.
Right. I know. You don't have a choice right now, but I just think, well, okay. Let's see how this thing plays out. I hope it doesn't.
Well, I mean –
I would not want it to turn into wasted opportunities here. I don't think it will, but I just think, man, get this thing moving in the right direction fast. Once you get the right guy, lock in on him and go.
Right. Well, you know what? It's interesting. I understand what you're saying about you've got people down at the Senior Bowl that might not be here a year from now or whatever, but this isn't a Browns thing. I want to be very clear. You know, this happens around the league all the time. Anytime there's front office changes, typically what those front offices do is they keep the scouting department in place through the draft. Once you get through the draft, then you look at your scouting department and any changes you make. And part of the reason you do that is because they've already done all the homework leading up to the draft. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that were on the road at games and colleges and doing the interviews and research and whatnot. So you typically will keep those guys in place. So this isn't an as unusual of a situation, if that makes any sense, Jeff.
Daryl, last question. Where does this go? Where does the Kareem Hunt story go after this?
I don't think. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I really don't think it goes anywhere. To be honest, because again, he wasn't charged. He got a speeding ticket. Yes, they found marijuana in the car. They simply confiscated it and sent him on his way. So I don't anticipate anything, revelatory coming from the Browns' perspective. I don't expect a whole lot, to come from the league office, either, you know? So, I just want to stress, cause that's what's important is he wasn't charged. There's no criminality involved here. So I really don't think that this is, really going to go anywhere.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time. Good to see you at the Sports Awards the other night too, my friend. Talk to you soon.
You too, Andy. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye.
See you, D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.